A decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all people should be counted. This was the first census, and it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all people traveled to the towns of their births to be counted.
Joseph traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem, which is the city of David. He went with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting her first child. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Joseph named him Jesus. On that same night, there were shepherds in the countryside keeping watch over their flock. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were very frightened. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
The shepherds said, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us." They hurried to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and Jesus,
who was lying in a manger. The shepherds told everyone what they had seen and heard, and all who heard their story were amazed. But Mary treasured their words and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned to the countryside, praising and glorifying God.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who is born King of the Jews? for we have seen his star and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he became very frightened. He called together his chief priests, who told him that, according to ancient prophecy, the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem.
King Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem, instructing them to return to him with the child. The wise men followed the star until it stopped over the place where Jesus was. They worshipped him, presenting him with precious gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
What can I give him?
As the wise men were sleeping, an angel of the Lord appeared in their dreams, warning them that Herod planned to kill the child. The wise men fled to their country. When Herod heard this, he became enraged and ordered his soldiers to murder all children under the age of 2, living in or near Bethlehem.
Bye.
Despite Herod's murderous act, Jesus was safe, for the angel had also warned Joseph. Joseph escaped into Egypt with Mary and Jesus, where they remained until the death of Herod. Thus the ancient prophecy was fulfilled, "Out of Egypt have I called my son."
So keep this in mind. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited. He humbled himself, taking human form, being born in a lowly manger, and became obedient to the point of death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend and every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord of all.
In the gospel of Matthew.
Jesus Christ is.